Okay, item 13, Dear General and Special Permit Seasons and Regulations. This again is a decision. Dr. Nelson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, my name is Jerry Nelson. For the record, I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the department. And agenda item 13, I'm presenting to you WAC 232-28357, the Deer General Seasons, and WAC 232-28359, the Deer Special Permit Seasons for 2013. Just as a piece of information, we did not have the harvest estimates at our last meeting, and I was providing the commission a fair amount of raw data that was reported before we had gone through all of our statistical estimations. I won't retread that information, and really all of those trends that we saw in the raw data are trends in the same direction as we finished our harvest estimates. This just shows you the statewide deer hunter estimate. Interesting for a couple of reasons. Going down a little bit over the years, but also relatively consistent over time with a little bit of variability, but the last 4 or 5 years we are seeing some decline. The more interesting piece of this is the next slide, and that's the deer harvest estimates. And so even though we're seeing some declines in hunters going afield, and that previous slide is not deer tags sold, it's hunters that have gone afield that participated in hunting last year, our deer harvest estimates are at least showing a trend upward. And we saw some of that in the raw data at the March meeting in Moses Lake. Not to suggest that one point on a graph indicates a trend, but it's not all down. It does go up and down. So the deer season recommend...
Sorry, Madam.
Commissioner Jennings?
I guess I'd have to sort of back up, and when you said the trend is up, one point isn't a trend, and when I look at that whole graph starting from 2004, it's down. From 2001 to 2012, it's down. So I'm just reacting to the specific comment that we have an upward tick. We have an upward tick, but that's not the trend. The trend is flat to negative, I would say.
Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, follow up on Commissioner Jennings' comment. If you drew the little lines up and down from each point that indicated confidence intervals along that graph, would they all overlap?
Most of them would. I can't answer with certainty that every single one would, but yes, most of them would.
So that's really not a trend at all. It's they could be all the same, and
it could be
with that data.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I guess, in my defense, some would look at this and consider it strictly down. I think I would agree with Commissioner Jennings that it's more flat, and that 2012 did see an increase as compared to 2011. So as mentioned at the March meeting in Moses Lake, our recommendations for the deer seasons are mostly no change, mostly status quo situation. We're in the middle of a three-year package and are not proposing any major changes to the deer seasons. We are proposing to initiate the seasons in those new game management units that Commission just adopted in the previous agenda item. Not really new seasons, but they are, because we have to call them GMUs now. And of course, as mentioned in March, we're adjusting the special permits using the special permit allocation formula. Those are going both up and down. Those are the special permits, typically either the quality permits or the buck permits, that are offered to all three user groups. And regional staff provide us a harvest target, and the formula commission approved dictates what the special permits are for each user group. And so those go up and go down based on harvest targets, success rates, and participation. We're also adjusting, or proposing to adjust, the antlerless special permits. We're constantly trying to address agricultural damage issues. And then when population numbers are going up or down, we're sometimes adjusting special permits to address those, either on the antlerless side to potentially control or stop harvesting heavily a population, or if a population is on the increase and we want to provide more opportunity, there might be some opportunities there as well. I also have a couple of floor changes for you, so if you'll indulge me and if I could get you to follow along, please. On this agenda item, on page 16, this is under the quality category, and it's the hunt choice named Kitsap in archery. The current date is November 1 to 24. We're proposing the floor change to change that to November 1 to 13. This change will provide help us avoid an overlap between the modern firearm late buck season and this special permit season. The late buck season is this year is proposed to be the 14th through the 17th. Same situation, also on page 16. Under the quality category, the hunt choice named Skokomish, also under the archery opportunity. Initial date was November 1 to 24. Floor change recommendation is to change that to November 1 to 13. And it's the same justification, same reason for the floor change. Avoid the modern firearm overlap. And if everyone's still with me, also on the same page, page 16, under the quality category again, the hunt choice named Olympic, this is a muzzleloader opportunity, also changing from a November 1 to 24 to proposed November 1 to 13, again, to avoid a modern firearm overlap. And with that, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Any questions? Looks like they're clear enough, so we don't have any questions. Commissioner Dubio, are you ready for a motion?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I have one question. Yeah, what was the whitetail harvest in the northeast? PMU there for last year. Did we ever get a?
We haven't now. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I could certainly get it to you. It was consistent with what I showed you in March with the raw data, the raw harvest data. A slight increase from 2011.
Well, much like your charts set before, we had. In 2006 area, 5 and 6, we were harvesting 8 to 10,000, and we're now down to 5,000. We've made a lot of changes to the antlerless. We've made shortening some seasons. Is this plan satisfied? Are we doing everything we can with our season structure to recover that population?
I think we are, unless we were to get a little more draconian and eliminate some user groups entirely. We're still trying to provide, although on a limited basis, some youth, senior, and disabled opportunity in the neighborhood of 4 days or so that allow some antlerless hunting opportunity. If desired, that might be a way to go. I'd really like to see With the changes that have been made here recently, what the 2013 season is going to look like, I'm cautiously optimistic that our survey routes run in August and September, our harvest in 2013, and our check station information hopefully will continue to show some improvement. We're also exploring a variety of ways to improve our population monitoring up there, how we count animals, if we can get some more reliable indices or potentially even get to a population estimation scenario up there. As you well know, we have enough forest and closed canopy in that part of the world that it's often very difficult to get good, reliable counts, especially on white-tailed deer.
We have all the user groups that pretty well backed out of the antlerless hunt, except for archers. Do we want to continue to keep the archers having antlerless take?
We've looked at that, and we've looked at the amount of antlerless take that's going on with archery, and it's fairly minimal. I wouldn't use the term drop in the bucket, but I don't think in the grand scheme of things, eliminating the archery antlerless opportunity would gain us a lot of ground.
You're right. The numbers aren't very significant in terms of the total, but it is some feedback that they're the only user group really not paying as much of a sacrifice as the other user groups, and it's not necessary. And again, this year, I'll bring this up for the third time. We want more opportunity for youth and eliminated from the four-point restriction. We didn't get that in the CO1 and CO2 this year, so we can make a decision on it. And so I'll request that be part of the rule regulations for next year so we can have a discussion and a vote on providing youth opportunity.
Other comments? Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had one other, and I don't know whether you would have this kind of data on the top of your head, we voted for a four-point or better restriction on two game management units in Northeast Washington for white-tailed deer, and I think there's just been one hunting season since that's been instituted. What happened on that?
I showed some of that information at the Moses Lake meeting.
I'll have to apologize. I wasn't there at that meeting.
Well, that's right. That's right.
So I didn't get that, so I apologize for the question.
Well, not only will we get you that information, but now that we have the estimates, the information will be better, will be more reliable. Mostly what we're seeing there is that reduction in hunting participation, and so as a result of that, and we expected that because of a more restrictive hunting season structure, we're seeing a reduced harvest in bucks.
Okay, but you said
those two GMUs.
Yeah, if you could send me that information, I would really appreciate it.
Sure, mm-hmm. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Duvia?
I'm a little confused because on your chart, you showed us the Moses Lake, the buck harvest rate went up in 12 over 11.
For the entire GMU, I mean, for the entire PMU and at the district level.
No, you had it by GMU on the charts for us.
Right, and some of the other GMUs.
We lost about quite a bit of participation in those 117 and 121, but we had an increased buck harvest.
Perhaps I misspoke.
It was on your charts.
Okay. Well, we'll get you the charts again.
Okay. Sounds good. Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move to amend WAC 232-28357 and WAC 232-28359 as proposed and amended by the floor motions.
Do I hear a second?
I would second that.
Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Smith to amend WAC 232-28-357 and WAC 232-28-359 as proposed and subject to floor amendments. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Okay, we've reached a break. Doing well. Completely caught up and ahead of schedule a little bit. So the break was supposed to be till 2:30. Let's come back at 2:25.